This goes to Dr. LaRouche. It's L-A, capital R-O-U-C-H-E. Fax is 989-629-8145. Regarding Thomas Beal, it's B like boy, I-E-H-L. Date of birth, April 28th of 1946. Dear Dr. LaRouche, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Beal with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, and hypertension. His last visit was April 11th of this year. Since his last visit, he had a cystoscopy done by the urologist, Dr. Liu, L-I-U, I think it is. And he states that that was normal. He is feeling well. He's had no illnesses, no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. He does have chronic dyspnea on exertion with intermittent wheezing and a non-productive cough. He is an ex-smoker who quit about 6 to 7 years ago. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. He has nocturia 2 to 3 times per night. That is stable. No incontinence. No cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the lisinopril, 20 milligram daily, in addition to other routine medications. He's not using any oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, weight 157 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm setting, large adult cuff is 132 over 70. Pulse 77, and oxygen saturation is 95% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs have expiratory wheezes bilaterally with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 3rd of 2022. His creatinine is stable at 1.6. His microalbumin to creatinine ratio, 1,038. Hemoglobin A1C was 8.6. Urinalysis, negative for blood, 2 plus protein. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with diabetic nephropathy and proteinuria, hypertension currently at goal. The patient should continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He should follow a low-salt diabetic diet and avoid the use of oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. And he'll have a recheck visit with us in this office in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.